Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Welcome
back from the part we
are finished.
Thank you for praising and worshiping God. As we give Him praise, fruits of our mouth. And don't end here when your praise is right here. Praise Him everywhere on the way. In home, at your place of work. First of all, you praise as you do His commands. That's one of the best praise. To obey the commands of God.
And
there you have begun to praise Him. And to worship Him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Tumwebaza.
We thank Him because of the light, much light of the word He gives
Nebilo
us,
biyarelo.
Even these days.
For
keeping, wanting to keep the time.
We ask
of those who give testimonies. Thank God, we know you're out there. But time is not favoring us. Let's see whether we shall keep you at the end.
First,
and get satisfied of the word of God well. Perhaps we shall create time to give testimonies. How many of us wanted to give a testimony? How many are they?
There
are five. We shall give you at the end. As we bring offerings to five people.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
We thank Him, God, for the good things He's given us. We don't want to waste more time. But as we've told you all, we are a nation called a nation of Uganda to prepare all the other nations for the coming back of Jesus Christ to take up His saints. As we resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. In that, still in the journey of heaven, God revealed the schemes of Satan unto God and unto His church. Now we're going to move on to the schemes of Satan unto God and unto His church or unto His people. Because of these schemes, men have suffered. Those in the world, those in religion, those in the false salvation, they suffered for schemes of Satan. Praise Jesus. Now we began showing these schemes are to be revealed in the three ways. As in 2 Corinthians 11, verses 1 and 5. And we separated the Spirit of God and His works of righteousness from the Spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness. The second way, we separated the right Christ and His church, His saints, the children of God, those led by the Spirit of God, and the false Christ and their churches, the building where there dwelleth demons, those which mount the children of God, and they think they are in the church. Then the third way, we separated the true gospel, the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven from the gospel of the devil, those of the things of the world, which involves subtracting to adding in and to twist the word of God, and they destroy the spirit. Now we got expense of those ways, we shall see ahead there. But after we got revealed of those, God revealed of the two types of schemes of Satan. The initial schemes, the deception of Satan. That he explained in John chapter 8, verses 44. Satan deceived the entire world. When he speaks lies, he goes from his own. Initial lies spreading the entire world. The initial schemes of Satan. And they are also deeper schemes. Satan masquerading as an angel of light. He can appear as a preacher of the word, yet he subtracts it and adds in it and he twists it and he gives you poison.
Now he
gives you food and is put poison in it. Look that in the 2 Corinthians 11, starting from verse 14 and 15. And Satan masquerades as an angel of light. The angel of the light of the word of God. Even his servants, they masquerade as preachers of righteousness. They have reached that issue on a point. But before we go far, today we want to discover the reason. Why it's required of you to know schemes of Satan. Why is it a must? And it outs us to know the schemes of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Required of you to know schemes of Satan.
Satan,
he made schemes to hinder those who go to heaven. Trying to see you don't go back to heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And to making the difference, even the one who would have gone to heaven, at least they twist the word.
Or
they subtract and add in it.
And
you get them when they are distorted. And you've not
been.
He deceived the world that they don't go to heaven. He
got
the church again. He made deep schemes.
He subtracted
from God's word. He added in it. He twisted it. And the agenda is one thing. Doesn't set anyone go back home in heaven.
Many,
many prisons under the sun with his motive. Binding all people not to go back to heaven, that they check from this life and they end up in hell, and after hell it will be judgment. They cast in the lake of fire.
So,
now I'm name and voice Apostle Ronald Hope
Witness,
together with Pastor Bosa and a Bible reader Teacher Isaac. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for committing to seeking God in the Holy Book, the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
We're based in this ministry. The new generation with the full knowledge of God to reaching unto you. Satan is schemes to reveal to you the schemes of Satan.
Those
two God revealed them in the journey of heaven to helping to prepare children of God in the entire world for the coming back of Jesus. And not confused by many false prophets and the schemes of Satan.
So,
now the reason why you must know schemes of Satan.
Satan
made all those schemes.
He shouldn't
let anyone go back to their home country to go back to heaven.
The
Bible says Philippians 3:20. It says our home is in heaven. But Satan, all schemes he made them with one purpose. Not letting anyone get back home in heaven. He has to deceive you to the end. Till you destroy with him. That's why it's spoken of him. He came to steal, kill, and to destroy. He was meant to make schemes. We saw schemes. Someone may even pass with you, speak with him, and they appear as if they are correcting you. Like we saw he died in the garden. He appeared to explain us concerning the command of God. Eating of the tree in the garden. He appeared our friend. He appeared to correct us, yet he was to make us be chased from the garden.
They
are the travels and all the trails of the earth. He is the one who caused it. Everything we pass through caused it. But he did it to us, for we did more schemes of Satan. When we chased from the garden which had good things. Up to now we say, I will not set any person to go back to heaven. Those are the major super schemes. He tries to fight, you don't go back to heaven.
Or
he too was chased with his angels there. Will he accept you go there?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
When you read in Isaiah
40,
verse 17, he begins saying like this. Isaiah 14, verse 17.
Yazisanga ensi yonna nasula ibuga byamu atatanga basibebe okudde wabwe.
You hear the problem? Where to try to understand is who? That is Satan himself.
We come
from down, we want to move upwards. When you look to Isaiah 14:17, he ruined the entire earth. tata mushibe kudamuguru
set in a captive go back to their home country.
Bible we begin na fe
when Bible speaks with us
mbafilipo esura eyo kusatu
in the Philippians 3
onyoma 12
verses 20
egamba bwiti
it says this
bafilipi esura eyo kusatu olinyoroma 12
Philippians 3:20
kubanga fe ewafe muguru era je tulindira omulokozi okuvaayo mukama wa fe Yesu Kristo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Philippians 3:20.
Philippians 3:20. Because we our citizenship is in heaven.
Tubayinza kugandi wamwe mugulunga toberanga.
Can't tell you your home is heaven and you've never been there.
Tujukira mutemse chisoka mukaga
musa. Remember 1 Timothy 6:7.
Nagamba tetwaleta kyuna chimukosiko.
Say we brought nothing on this world.
Sote tulidayo nechi.
We shall go back with nothing.
Mutemse chisoka mukaga musa.
1 Timothy 6:7.
Ayogera bwa
he speaks like this.
Timoseo ekisoka isula eyo mukaga n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
1 Timothy 6:7.
Kubanga tetwaleta kintu ku nsi. Kubanga era tetuyinza kujja mu kintu.
Kubanga tetwaleta.
For we brought
kintu na kimu ku nsi.
Nothing on this world.
So tulijja mu n'ekimu.
And we shall get out with nothing.
Eyo temiseo ekisoka mukaga musanvu.
1 Timothy 6:7.
Kitegeeza abantu abataleta.
Means we wouldn't bring.
Tulina gye twava.
We came from somewhere.
Eyo iba Filipo 3:2.
That is Philippians 3.
Ngegambye.
And it says.
Kubanga fe ewafe
muguru. Because our citizenship is in heaven.
Era gye tulindira omulokozi wafe
kuva. We await our savior to come from
na
there.
Na yewe tuwulidde.
But when we've heard.
Muyisaya 14
Isaiah 14 17
Disitani yazisangensi
Satan ruled the earth
Era tata mushibe
and it doesn't set a captive to go to their home country.
Enkwezo na
all the scheme
Satani yazikola abali ya deal wage.
Satan made target in one deal.
Enkwezo tandikirwako
initial scheme
mulimba bwe
deception of his
ye mulimba wensi
jona the deceiver of the
devil. Enkwezo buziba
the deeper schemes
kwefu na malaika wo musana
appear as angel of
malaika
light
malaika wechigamo
angel of the word
na tulamu na ayongera
and it subtracts and alternates
nanyora
and twists it
ye furumbulizi wobutuki
and appear a preacher of righteousness
ngatandikawo imbiriza amadini
n'engeriza
obulokozi ez'obulimba
and the false salvation
zonna zikolanga agamba sita muntu kudda mu ggulu
those he made them not setting anyone go back to heaven
bwaba nzirukako mu busamize
escape from me from the shrines
mbubagenze mu
ddini that they go to religion let me mess up religion
tekeyo obulimba
I put their false
hope hey badduse mu ddini
they have run from religion
bagenze kulokoka
they've gone to get saved
kantekeyo na yobufere
let me put also a fake salvation.
Tata mushibe.
He doesn't let a captive
go
their home country to heaven.
Yeah, Satan ya manyiri dada.
Satan knows well.
Tugwetoli wawa no kumusaji manyi burungi.
This world he knows it well.
Na hii yakore in question na hii shuvuka.
He made these schemes all possible.
Ureme kuda muguru.
You don't go to heaven.
Kumanga na hii kenjini baamu fubu
tuwae. He too was chased from there.
Ato kuvebiro biye mabeganga tebanna mmugo bayi.
Days back before he was chased there.
Yali akimanyi bulungi bagenda mmugo bayi.
He knew well he was to be chased from there.
Hatani kokore enkwezo okuzikiriza abantu.
Began to make schemes of destroying people.
Kakati choyino okumanya.
Now what you have to
what when songa lwacho manye enkwezo Satan.
There is a reason why you know schemes of Satan.
Abasinga bagamba.
Most people say.
Lwachi manye enkwe.
Why do I know schemes?
Ankubulire Satan.
Yewe
yali akore enkwe yali nevi bale. Chibale chikuru chiri.
He made schemes yet a serious calculation.
Teri kudda muguru.
No going back to heaven.
Era yabuze nsi yonna najifera.
Made the entire world lost it.
Buli omu alowooza gye bagenda mu muziki.
Everyone thinks over there they are to be buried.
Yalimba nti bakuziika.
It seems that they bury you.
Kumbe baziika mubiri omwoyo gulina okudda eri eyagugaba.
Buried the spirit, the body. They bury the body.
Era okaayanira gye bagenda kuziika.
And you fight where you'll be buried from.
Ye morokole.
A born again.
Yawulira nti yaloko kagenda
muguru.
Neta manyiddi.
But they don't know when.
Kubanga yamujja ko musana gwo kumanyaddi.
But they took them light of knowledge when.
Era nayalo zabagenda soka bamuzike.
Them to think they will be first buried.
Kakati kwe kukaya nira bana kuzika.
Now it's to fight where you will be buried.
Echendi so ogenda va mubiri.
What you will check from the body.
Kuruna kuru ogendo omubiri kule kunafwa.
Your body will die.
Kuvemu ngo moyo.
You will check out as the spirit.
Rojo kumanya nti bulijo te bakuzika.
When you will know that all along you were not buried.
Wabula yakatistani yabadde yakuteka mbulima.
Satan had put you in falsehood.
No janote no gano kwetegekera joraga.
You refuse to prepare for your next life.
Moguru
in heaven.
Kati ye katonda.
Now God.
Orwe bikolwa byo nebyo nono
byo. Your actions and your sins.
Na kwetegekera
gayena. He prepares for you hell.
Kubanga wagano kwetegekera okugenda
moguru. You refuse to prepare to go to heaven.
Ne katonda na kwetegekera
God prepared for you health because of your actions.
The
Bible says that God prepared for Satan and his angels hell. You know, we were not counted on it initially. For though we had fallen, God had given us a chance of salvation. That's why Jesus went to preach to the gospel in those in hell. We were given a chance to get born again. Initially, hell was prepared for Satan and his fallen angels. But it does everything possible. Plenty of people are going on hell, they will not be there alone. Even on judgment, he doesn't want to be there alone.
Satan,
deception moves ahead like this.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Moved
on to show we have to fight for where we are going to be buried.
Yes.
When we reach this world, it changes our destiny. It shows you came from the other clan, in the other pillar, and you buried at this ground. This world. When he reached church, he brought out, he took away the gospel of heaven. In the way we shall be there. And we didn't prepare ourselves. We resorted to seek for things of the world.
Even
gospel was changed to that of the world. Super schemes began churches. And they preach false full of things of the world. The problem, when he brought the world to show us, man has died. Now cry that God has stricken you. Lord, you have stricken me.
Yet
God's not stricken you, is beating the one who was there, who was gone and who is going. But they have been committing sins. The problem which is that, brethren, you said you don't want to know schemes of Satan. Others, when we began to study, another said, we would have left schemes of Satan to himself. But he did make them and they are his. He made them for you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Even though God ends
things,
let him make his scheme fall upon him. And
he
doesn't wish you heaven. And
in
the end, he was chased from there. And the one
who
asked in people in hell is the one to be there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So yeah.
Now think of that word.
Why
do you need no schemes of Satan? According to Jeremiah 22, verses 10, he says, do not cry for the one dying, that's the body. And do not weep for him. But what you should do, weep for the one who is going. For the problem they hindered him to come back home, and he's not gone back there. Now the many, they unclothe the body on this world. And we cry.
But
if we knew schemes of Satan, we would have cried for the one who was gone. You are on the funeral
estate
and you cry. I
don't
know whether they have gone to heaven. For the body you've left it. But according to what you've been doing, Bible says every person
will
pay them as their actions.
According to your
actions, my father, I don't prove you've gone to heaven. That's what would have made you cry.
Then that
makes you cry for dead body to rot. You forget to cry for the one they have taken to beat. You think what are you to do on the maggot? That's why people check from this body. I don't cry. For me, I cried in the journey of heaven on people in hell, yet no change on them. God told me one thing, if you want to cry for them, go on the wall, tell them truth. You will save them on the world. But leave these ones, it will never change.
If you
unclothe the body and you've gone to hell, I don't waste time to cry. For no matter how I cry,
You are waiting for judgment.
Read
Jeremiah
22:10.
Yeremia esula ya makumi abiri mubiri nori nyoro kumi.
Jeremiah 22:10.
Temuka abira maziga oyafa, sote mumukungu bagira. Neimu mukabire nyo nyini amaziga oyagenda. Kubanga tachadda na te, sote lida bansiye wa abwe.
Temuka abira maziga oyafa.
Do not cry for the one who dies.
Sote mumukungu bagira.
Neither weep for them.
Neimu mukabire nyo nyini oyagenda.
Weep bitterly for the one who has gone. Now we are two. You have the body. We have the spirit. The body dies. The spirit goes on. Angels of hell take them. You know they were dying. The body. He protrudes eyes like that. Yet the other is checking out of it. The one going says, look at this man. Leave me alone. And they snatch him from the body. You think they are dreaming. They're dreaming. They are not dreaming. They begin to shout, leave me alone. Support me. They're taking me. Astras even begin to poop on themselves. The men of Babylon, where are they? You display them. They are very harsh. When you see them, you have to fear. We are present around. We don't see them. Started that in the John of Heaven. He comes to meet the sick in the hospital.
Sleeping,
and he leaked to them through the window. As you see the sick one, the sick person can't raise the head, but they look in the window like that, show you like that. And they have come for them. That day you know, you all know you have not been the body. All along you have been deceived by the body. You check from it. And you leave my body.
Where
are you taking me? And I'm here. Why are you crying? They ask you why you're crying.
But they wonder.
They have reached for the problem this side. They would have cried to themselves. They see you are the ones crying. Now schemes of Satan. That you know where you came from and where you're going. You began from your mother's womb. Why don't you go back after you die? Why don't you go to your mother's womb back? Where will you there find them? Your forefather went to whose? They'll go to whose womb back?
The
section you came from mother's womb. Look at them. You did come from there. Who goes back to their mother's womb? For I hear they are late. They have gone. They have gone where? Who, did they go back to their mother's wombs? Satan deceived you. You still deceived your child.
They came from
heaven, put in the womb covered with flesh. Don't cry for the one dying.
But cry for the one going.
Where they are going. Satan conned us.
He put
us in nations where there is no preaching. They deceived your mother. Them two deceived you. You were deceiving. And deception was following the line. When we read from church, they tell us light. They told us purgatory.
But
again, brother fell mad.
Our main issue
bringing us here. Knowing where we came from, how we came back. For we studied and read the Father is in heaven. We the children, why are we on this world?
If
we pray our Father in heaven, when did he refuse to give us?
You
promise us things.
still take it.
You
don't preach where you came and how you can get back. Those are skills. You
are
there, they cook you all your years.
The
day you check from that body, you will not preach you and you never prepared yourself. That's why for that ignorance, they are praying for dead bodies. The brother is out of the body. They are having them on the side. Lord, judge them with mercy.
Who they have
captured them, what you pray no more is applying.
You get
them from hands of angels of hell. They have them in their
faith.
No matter where you pray.
That's why he said,
don't pray for them. Get them out of my holy place. Read in Ezekiel 43.
From
verse 9 to 13.
Take
the bodies of your kings from my holy place. You brought them in the ecclesia. You bring them. The dead of the saints. The body we are going to pray for it. We are there. Even born again,
they
corrupted. They bring dead bodies in their synagogues. We are going to pray for them. Which prayer they took them long time. And they already in a large
place
in hell. Which prayer to pray to take them out of there?
Satan
took away time for preparing yourself. You know foolishness we have on the world. We prepare for your old age.
It's
not that.
It wouldn't have
been wrong.
If
you first prepared for your next life. For old age still ends.
Thank you for
preparing for old age.
But it's going to end.
You'll check from that body. But where are you going to? Those thieves of Satan deceived you.
What
so much? Prepare for your old age.
Whoa,
you're joking. You did prepare for your old age. Wait and see. Next you'll see what which will be. Don't refuse you, brethren. Prepare for that age.
But prepare
most the future. There's no
future
on earth. On this world, there's no future. We are in the present on the world. The future is coming. The new heavens and the new earth.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. On this world, there's no future.
Future,
the future is the new heavens and the new earth. These will all pass away. They are old. Now see that we have pastors in the world, ambassadors of God, but they can't tell us things of God. That they are ambassadors of heaven, they can't tell us things of heaven.
Ambassador of America,
ambassador of America. Who doesn't know things of America and issues there?
The
kingdom, they are no more, they are very few, count it.
Most
of them wolves, clothing, sheep's skin.
They
joined on Caesar to make his
caves
to hinder us go back to our home country. All years you spend in the Catholic church, you don't know how heaven appears. You don't know how you go there. Now what are you doing? What's the meaning for that?
But
who would have thought that church is an ambassador of God on the earth to show us what's done in heaven, and we do it on earth. Prepare for heaven when it's still time.
And
Satan, what he did, he
said,
I'm going to make schemes. I will deceive the world. I
subject
from mine, deceive them.
They
deceiving, and in which we are deceiving the generation that we came from our mother's wombs.
You reach on
they dedicate you to another clan. You've come in. You are of the clan of backbiters. The backbiting clan.
Yet God said, do not backbite. All of you were put in class to fulfill deception of Satan. You are of a leopard clan. You must have spots on the world you'll never settle.
Though
Christ comes back for the church without spots, you must have spots never settling. Now let me leave that. In Isaiah 14, verse 17, he began telling us this. Isaiah 14, verse 17.
Yazisanga ensi yonna nasula ebuga byamu atata anga basibebe okudde wabwe.
Tata basibe.
Does then leave prisoners to go to their home country back. Who are they speaking
of?
Get back to verse 9, Isaiah 14.
Isaiah 14,
verses 9.
Amagombe wansi gagugumuka kululuo okukusinkana ngojja. Gagolokosa abafu kululuo. Abakulu bonna ab'ensi gayimusizza ababaka bonna abamawango kuva ku ntebe zaabwe. Olw'ekkumi. Abo bonna baliddamu ne bakugamba nti era naawe ofuse munafu nga ffe onafuyizibbwa nga ffe. Kumi na lumu. Ekitiimwa kyo kisibwe magombe n'eddoboozi ly'ennanga zo envunyu zaaliriddwa wansi wo era envunyu zikubiseeko. Kumi na bbiri. Ng'ogudde okuva mu ggulu gwe Lucifer emunyenye y'enkya.
You hear how he called himself
Lucifer, munye
Lucifer son of the dawn.
He appeared
as angel of light.
And
made schemes hinder those going to heaven.
And
on this world,
our
major topic which would have been on it is the journey of heaven. For that is what all of us are in.
Maybe
those schemes of Satan which would have hindered us go back. All schools are teaching us this world.
Indeed,
we shall not succeed on that issue. It is going to finish.
And you wasted
time studying in the world. You did know your home.
Diploma,
you get diploma, degree. As you finish like this, God doesn't inquire them from you. He asks you of his word. I don't refuse to study,
but
God, that benefits you a moment in the world.
But
if you want to benefit forever, get used to the word of God. You're going to benefit all your days from today onwards, forever in heaven, because of the word of God.
Today
you can sit here to study. You feel sad. And others begin to say, time is
there.
In the schemes of Satan, get out of them.
You started from 7 to evening in 8,
some of you in schools of the world.
Today
you sit here a few hours. You feel time is left us, time is past. You get what's
brought
to remember and you scorn them. Let's finish here.
Isaiah 14,
verses 12.
Ng'ogudde okuva mu ggulu gwe Lucifer, emunyenye y'enkya, omwana w'enkya. Ng'otemeddwa okutuuka ku ttaka, gwe yameganga amawanga. 13. N'oyogera mu mutima gwo nti ndirinnya mu ggulu, ndigulumiza entebe yange okusinga emunyenye za Katonda. Era ndituula ku lusozi lw'ekibiina ku njuyi ez'enkomero ez'obukiika obwa kkono. 14. Ndirinnya okusinga ebire bwe bikoma, ndifaanana oyo ali waggulu ennyo.
Ebirooto bye byali byakufuuka Katonda asinga.
We are to become the most God high.
ended up in hell. All schemes now he handed them to Jezebel. She's running and governing them. Jezebel is the first fallen angel to fall and join on Satan. She's the mother of all abominations.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We shall also see her.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Isaiah 14:15.
Naye olisibwa emagombe ku njuyi ez'enkomerereza obunnya 16 abo abanaakulabanga banaakukeberanga banaakulowoozanga
omanye kati ali magombe n'abaasooka be yalimba mu BC.
Right now he's in hell with those he deceived in BC.
Okuva ku Kayini.
Right from Cain
paka ni BC yakoma
where BC ended. It is
there.
Today is with them there. Those who were not able to get out. When Jesus spent 3 days there. In the beginning of
Eddie.
All of them they are wondering.
What
you deceived us due to your hair. Now today, those who have grown in deception of Satan. The initial and the deep ones. You fall in hell and you wonder for you find him there. And they explain you is the one who deceives the world. The one who put Jezebel and fallen angels
in hell.
And you wonder much the deception.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And you regret time you spent on
earth. And you were wasting
all your time. You didn't prepare yourself. You didn't think of it. You
didn't
know. That you were meant to go back to heaven in your home.
But the day
you go to hell, you get to know everything. They take you, even show you the door of heaven you're meant to go. That your home is up there. But according to what you did, they throw you down. They first get you from earth. Head you up to heaven. When they reach near the door, cross down.
And
you wonder. You know, you sit in this world, you're dreaming. You are about to wake up when you will check from that body that the world you are on, it's not real. Everything on it is for a moment. You will wake up and you see the realities. Get out of the dream frame. Get light of the word.
See
where you came from and fight, get back to heaven. You are dreaming. Have you ever dreamt eating food? And you wake up when you're so hungry? Those on the world are like that. Dreaming how they're meant to be. And they've shared their own things. They have built houses. But they have built them on the way and they don't know.
Say
we are strangers on this world. Means we are on the way. We built their
tents.
Don't trust them. You will wake up and you've been on the way. You
were
made to go back home. Yet you didn't get the requirements to head there. Entering heaven and hell. Terms and conditions apply. Don't forget that. Entering heaven, terms and conditions apply. Even falling in hell, terms and conditions apply. Everyone paid us their acts well.
Amen.
Now waste your time on the world. Satan puts games.
He
missed you. Put deep schemes to become religions. When he saw salvation
has
risen, he made many plenty false salvations. And we ran quick. We have gone to this place. Yet the trap is ensnaring plenty.
ended 20 years gathered us in the snare
and
filled contentions in those heads.
Mukatuli chomo singantani ni chama ni kubai buri. No jimu sume na ngazi mama Maria.
And you read them and they say, "I know Hail Mary." Period.
Taina ni chama ni kwa namu gama pecha and kubacho kechi mwogera.
Ngata chama. They don't know it.
Murokole no musinga na ngaya karamara. No mubuzo wa.
You ask them.
Muguru tugena tuya.
Where how are we going to have it?
Manya. I don't want to know.
What is revealed is ours. What is not revealed is for God.
Munga biche bita bikuru. Dwe biya kuru tebiya kuriwa.
Heaven wasn't revealed.
Ngari netaru. Sitani ngaya musibo mpu ogona.
Satan bound that head of theirs.
I say,
I don't want to know.
Where you are
is a false prophet. What do you mind of that?
And they're filled
of wiseaking and contentions. Now a Muslim. This world has many prisons. He was bound in there.
He's
going in Jannah to marry 70 virgins.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. When Bible says,
Second Corinthians chapter 2.
Verse 11.
We are not like those who don't know schemes of Satan.
That
it does not outwit us.
Satan
made prisons. A Muslim locked into the mosque. And
saw
them to marry 70 virgins.
For
he knew their immoral in those heads.
Yamanya katia benzuba kumamba
kumyentia. Adulterers, how can I keep them? Let me get a religion for them. Accepting them to marry as they want. And I tell
people,
if you want to commit adultery, go into that religion. It's not abusing. No. It is acceptable. Before and above women,
they
are all akis of Allah. But that God has a problem. After
he'll
give you 70 virgins,
every day
you'll be on that work. Every day you'll be at one's place.
There
are 70
and there are
virgins. Everyone is not well.
The
problem to be there. Everyone wants to eat every day. Yet there are
7 days.
A month has 30 days.
Two and a half years.
Months to rotate back to the first one. Every day you have to prove you don't rest. You
are
always in those foolish things. The one you be God with, they are bad love. You too, you'll be a man. The women themselves in the kingdom of that God who is not
God,
they despise them. They don't accept them get for men. Even in
Jannah,
they will not get for the others will be given virgins there. Religion, I run from it. Women would have even gotten saved
more. But
there is no justice where they are. Our living God says it's justice. In heaven, he said we are all to be like angels. No marry, no getting married.
That's
troubling us would have taken them away. He's given us the body of heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Those
parts are the ones troubling us. Have you seen them trouble a baby?
If you want to prove that it comes from there,
do
they trouble a baby, an infant? Now, those which mature are the ones with problems.
But in heaven, we are children,
no part troubling us there.
Amen.
We shall be there, all friends. Don't look for someone to cut them for they took your wife. That's the perfect heaven. But Jana.
Now,
those are called schemes of Satan. Those who move on to preach why you should know schemes of Satan. For he made his schemes. He will ask God to heaven.
When
the Bible speaks in Ecclesiastes, it says that man Lucifer, Satan, when he reached the world, he made many prisons. He moved in, imprisoned people in them. People move as if they are not bound. They are prisoners. No accepting get light. You came from where? How do you go back to heaven where you came from?
He made
prisons of different ways.
He
captured bound people in them. Let's read Ecclesiastes 9, verse 14.
Mubulizi esula ya mwenda olunyiro 14.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 from verse 14.
Waliwe chivuga echitono, nabasajja abali omwo si bangi. Kabaka omukulu n'akitabaala. N'akizingiza, n'akizimbako amakomera amanene.
Olide.
The city is small. This is planet Earth. Upon it are not many people.
Bali millions.
They are like 8 billion. Point something billions.
Eight.
We have a city with many people. Jerusalem of heaven. The great gathering of angels and the saints of God.
In there are
100 trillion angels.
It's
the city with many people. But
so
there are also saints. But planet Earth, it's a very small city. A harsh man, Lucifer,
Natabara.
He moved along it.
And
they asked him, where are you coming from?
I'm
from moving up and down the world. Moving along it. He moved looking forward. Making prisons on it. Prison each one in it. Whoever comes on it. They first corner them.
The 9 months.
And they subtract them from their yards.
You
already arrived 9 months. You are in your mother's womb. And they you are one day old. You have entered the world. They cut off 9 months.
So
the only month we can tell you where you came from.
Nine months
you had arrived on earth.
And you're still
in your mother's womb. They clothe you with flesh. They cut off the 9 months. You came from the womb. They counted you one day. And they celebrate your birthday 1 year. Yet you had been born long
time.
God, you were our dwelling place in all generations. Before
mountains,
before you made the earth and things in it, we were up there. We are sent on this world. Our journey is messed up here. When they reach, they say, you know what? They have to dedicate them into a clan. They have to forget it.
Your
home is heaven. Even your family,
your father,
and they dedicate you a flesh on earth. These shadow fathers, they are put to nurse the child. Like Joseph was put to nurse the Lord Jesus. And they take ownership, my child. They come from my faith. Satan deceived you much. They come from which your feet. We can't see whether there's another child there.
Mababa Montumbo Yanga,
and I don't know you.
Who
you come from the feet of your father? Except wanting to speak vulgar here.
I
would be claiming they come from your
own
marital dining. Spoken that.
Where it came,
they say they come from the father's feet, legs. That's the stubbornness.
But
this madman put prisons on this world.
They
seem moving free, but they are prisoners on this earth. Its prisons are seven on earth. But they are built big prisons. You move
in
them. You eat, you drink.
But
you will not go to heaven. Let's come back and see how
we do it.
To know of prisons.
He's
bound people in. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.